Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
We'll take you up to 6:30 on The Fan. Coming up in our final segment at 6, you'll hear from Bill, Jacory Kroski-Merritt, and we've got Dan Quinn's full press conference from today over in Ashburn right here on Grant and Danny. 90 minutes of program remaining. Bill in 60 right here on The Fan.
We are exclusively sponsored by the law firm of Condori and Morad. Estate planning, elder law, real estate transactions, probate administration. Their attorneys are always there to protect you and your family's assets. Schedule a free consultation with their team today by visiting kmlawyers.com and be sure to let them know that we sent you. That's kmlawyers.com.
We're discussing things we don't want to hear anymore from Dan Quinn or anybody, frankly, over in Ashburn for the remainder of this football season. We've put together a pretty fun and entertaining list. We'll get to the calls on that again in just a second at 800-636-1067. Just rapid fire, though, a couple of, I guess, positives, if you will, from the game. I actually really liked what I saw from Treylon Burks. I don't know about you, but his size is intriguing. He's huge. He's 6'2", 225. And some guys that are big don't always play that way. On all three of his targets, including two underneath catches middle of the field, and then the deep ball, the 37-yarder that he caught, he used his size to either box out or fight through physicality in a way that is really, really enticing, to the point where even if he wasn't a former first-round pick, if I'm watching that game, I'm going, who's this dude?
I noticed that dude. Someone that big and that strong that moves around that well, I will be patient with.
You can tell why he was a first-round pick. Yeah. Now, I have no delusions of grandeur. If I had to bet, I'd bet on 2 years from now us going, remember when Treylon Burks caught 3 balls in that one game? Not like him being a major piece here for an extended period of time, but I've gone from, oh, that's kind of cool that they signed him, to now interested in wanting to see more of him and wanting to feature him. Let's dial some stuff up for him and preseason style. I hate to say it that way, but let's see what he is. Let's run stuff for him and see where he is for the rest of the year as a piece that could possibly be a building block.
Yeah, why not? What are you going to do, lose? Yeah, we got you. We're all good there. This is a discovery period where I less Zach Ertz, more Ben Sinnott. Name that young player. There aren't many, but I'm going to find out.
After weeks of telling you how much I love Jalen Lane, last week I told you I was on a one-week probation. I wasn't allowing myself to say anything nice or to talk about him after back-to-back weeks with catastrophic kickoff plays. Danny, I got a deep ball to Jalen Lane.
Jalen Lane.
I did it. Finally. Cliff, where the hell has this been? A post. He ran a really good route. Did he not? Routed a dude up. 41-yard completion. Made a sure-handed catch. Jalen freaking Lane.
So you are... This is generally true, more forgiving than I am.
Yeah.
I'm still on a, you owe me a lot more than that with him. So he's still operating at a huge deficit for me. Like I am not going to think about, talk about, discuss for another couple of weeks. But that was good.
That was good.
That was good.
Here's another
unequivocally
one.
Good.
Ben Sinnott is alive.
Ben Sinnott, everybody.
Ben Sinnott is alive and well.
Caught a pass.
Second career touchdown.
That's right. He catches touchdowns.
The only thing more amazing than him catching a touchdown yesterday is there was one before this last year at some point among his 5 catches that came in one of their blowouts.
I mean, think about it. 40% of his catches are touchdowns. He would have 40 touchdowns if you threw him 100 balls. Think about that.
8 career catches, I think.
You know what's also amazing? His only two touchdown catches are from Mariota.
That is also very interesting.
Is it? I guess it is true.
Well, the other one was against the Panthers last year when Mariota took over for Daniels.
In the 40-point performance and the blowout win over Carolina. But more Ben Sinnott whenever you're ready. I know he's not the same as Zach Ertz. I know they run different style routes. I know one is bigger and slower and the other one is Ben Sinnott. I'm kidding. But like, guess what? I don't care about any of those details. Well, you see, Ben Sinnott's role is the... More Ben Sinnott, less Zach Ertz, whenever you're ready, please and thank you. You know what they actually did this week? I called for this all week, and they did it. 12 and 13 personnel. Let's go do the thing Seattle and San Francisco and the Rams, more than anybody, and every other good offense in the league is doing with their quarterbacks slicing and dicing teams. 2 and 3 tight ends, heavy formations, play action shots. They did the thing. Way to go, Cliff Kingsbury.
This is what I ask for. Yeah, when your receivers are terrible and it's Moore and artist formerly known as Anderson and Treylon Burks and whoever, you got three healthy tight ends. Your tight end plan has actually been unaffected so far, which is remarkable considering Zach Ertz's health history. So when I got Bates going, I got Sinnott going, I got Ertz going, put them all on the field, let's figure it out. You emphasize what you're best at, and it's not a great best right now. Their best is not as good as everyone else's best, but it is your best foot forward.
Let's go to the phones. What does Brian in Fairfax not want to hear anymore from Dan Quinn until they win a football game? What's up, Brian?
Hey, what's up, guys? I love that idea. Three tight ends. Let's do it.
Yeah, why not?
I want to get rid of I'm an artist, man. This is how I see things. This team has no visual identity right now, and I'm done with this gladiator aesthetic thing they're doing. You know, before the Seattle game, they've got a video production on the Jumbotron, and it's like they filmed Gladiator 3 up there. And I'm thinking, take all that money that you put into that production and go buy a safety with it. I'm done with all of that. It has nothing to do with the team. Doesn't look like them. Doesn't feel like them. They certainly don't play like gladiators. So get rid of that.
So I get it. I'm not going to tell you you're wrong. Mm. I actually kind of love the bit. Because I think it's going to work its way eventually all the way back to them wearing the old 70th anniversary Redskins gear.
Like, Grant's got this idea, and it's a pretty good one, by the way. It's an educated opinion, informed speculation, whatever you want to call it.
Yeah.
Well, what you're doing is you're looking, you're like the detective show, because you this is what you would do if you weren't a radio host. You'd be a detective.
I would be a detective who solves crimes.
Yeah, you're walking around, you looking at clues. Well, they stepped on this leaf this way. This killer was clearly in a hurry. They left this behind, and this is what you do. You panic when you're in this kind of situation. You like all of a sudden have intimate knowledge of like the cardiovascular system, and you know that like someone with a heightened perspiration would leave more here, and next thing you know, boom, the killer works at the library. You're following clues right now, and you're going, I think we end up with a spear.
We're going to end up with a spear helmet and the 70th anniversary Redskins jerseys, and we're going to have this weird, elongated story that doesn't actually mean anything about why it's not offensive to Native Americans to protect all the people that are going to get really upset for Native Americans, not the Native Americans who almost, most of them don't really care that much based on all the polling. But that's a whole nother story for a whole nother day. But the point of the dude's story, Danny, is that... it's two different departments. Like, you know what should happen is the business people should do everything they can to get people as hyped up as possible in their seats. So that money that they're spending on that video, and I know he's kind of being funny, it's not going to a safety. It's not coming out of the same department.
By rule, it can't. There's a salary cap.
It would be the equivalent of me going over to CK and saying, CK, you're telling me you can't give me a raise, but we've got Coca-Cola Classic in the market right now? Why don't we have some RC Cola, spend less money on the Coke, and then give me a raise? It's two completely different things.
By the way, let's go. Let's get Safeway Select brand sodas and save there, and then we get more money.
And then we give Ryan and Darius some more cash.
Yeah.
It's just not the same way. Different budgets. But I like an answer, and I like a phone call. Joe in Fairfax, you're on G&D. What don't you want to hear anymore?
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Come in.
Yeah, before I get to my point, I agree with you, Danny. I see too many similarities between Rivera and Quinn. The only difference is that Rivera had to try to go 500 while having to answer for every single PR disaster from his ownership the entire time he was here. But the one phrase that I would want to remove from Sargent's slogan would be anyone, anywhere, anytime. I mean, The only way that makes sense this year is if they add arm tackles to the end of that phrase, because leaders like Martin and Luvu specialize in that, which leads to opposing offenses scoring on us anywhere and anytime.
Yeah, not a single team at no place at any point.
Yeah, nobody nowhere is what my buddy texted me during the game.
Nobody nowhere is a good
one. That's a great one, by the way. Yeah, I mean, there are other differences between Rivera and Quinn in terms of the era. If Dan Quinn was in charge of everything, including like helping with the rebrand and picking every player, and then couldn't be bothered to like, you know, go to various times where you could scout players, I would say it's similar. I mean, they're similar in their retread defensive minds that have the greatest of track records. But there are some similarities, but there are enough differences in the regimes.
Let's go to Luke in D.C. One of them got to the NFC Championship game.
Well, that is true.
Hey, Luke, what's good?
Hey, boys, how are you?
Hey, dude.
Yeah, I'm out on Tell the Truth Monday or whatever day.
Oh, that's a great one.
Oh, I like that.
I was out last year when we were good. I'm even more out this year.
Right.
Just freaking lie to me at this point, right?
Yeah, let's do that.
Yeah, lie to my face Monday.
That's a great one, Luke, because that one's never sat well with me. It just the word cringe feels like you're a child talking about their dad or something. But Tell the Truth Monday is tough. How about let's just pretend for a second like something could be fixed at some point Monday. Or yours sounds better, maybe. An economy of words. Lie to us Monday. Go to Pat in Mechanicsville. Pat, what don't you want to hear anymore?
What's up, Pat?
Man, I'm going to tell you what the one I don't want to hear anymore is you asked Quinn a question at his press conference. Oh, I got to look at the film. Buddy, you don't got to look at the film. I just watch this garbage for 3 hours. I mean, it's terrible.
Yeah, call Pat.
Hey, wouldn't that be great, Pat?
If he phones a friend, you're like, hello, this is Pat.
Well, instead of I got to look at the film, he goes, I got to call Pat in Mechanicsville.
I got one more for you. If Payne had to spend more time trying to tackle somebody than hitting them with his fist, we might have a halfway decent defense, and I'd suspend him 2 more games when he came back. Thanks.
Appreciate you, dude.
Pat was on a heater. He did a little bit of a heat check there across the timeline. His first thing better than his second thing.
I preferred the first to the second.
But the second
but
one
good
was,
call, Pat.
Yeah.
You know, you go 50% from the field, you're entitled to a couple shots.
Alex Sorrow at Pat Sar. Yeah. You're doing just fine. And it wasn't like the second one was terrible. It's just the first one was really good.
First one was great.
Chest was out. Cock of the walk. Feeling himself a little bit. Heat check.
Yeah.
That's all.
Yeah.
Let's go to David and Lusby on G&D. David, last word here. What are we getting rid of?
We're getting rid of, I missed it. I missed the block. I missed the catch. Mm. I missed the first down. I missed the tackle. I'm tired of it. This defense has got to change.
Well, I don't want to completely get rid of I missed it because I had fun with our and I missed it segment that we did last week.
Yeah, the
week.
People loved that. But I see his point where it's just sort of like...
Well, stop missing things.
Yeah.
Let's make things.
That's what I tell my kids. Are, you know, they're learning. They're young people, obviously. But... it's nice to get the apology. Yes, thank you. I need the thing you're apologizing for, though, ultimately, to stop. I need that correction. The correction goes a lot further than the apology because the correction isn't just, whoops, I got caught. The correction shows we learned something and we're different and we're growing and we're better. We're working on that. I'd like him to work on that, too.
All right, let's go around the NFL with some of the big storylines outside of the Commanders game yesterday. Handful of things, observations, takeaways from some of the games that I watched. We'll start with the Bears beating the Giants 24-20. Chicago's offense rallying late, 91 and 53-yard touchdown drives capped by Caleb Williams' 2-yard toss to Roma Dunze and then a Caleb Williams 17-yard run. The Giants were up 10 and blew another double-digit fourth-quarter lead. That's why Brian Daboll got fired. I saw a stat somewhere today, Danny. The three games where they blew their leads of more than 10, including one of the craziest losses ever to the Broncos a few weeks ago.
Yep.
The chances that a team goes 0-3 in those three games mathematically, 1 in 60,000. 60,000 times you put that into a computer, one time you go 0-3. That's why Brian Daboll got fired today. Ben Johnson and the Bears didn't have a great offensive game. The Giants actually shoved it on them for much of the day. But they're 6-3 despite having a bottom three defense in the NFL right now.
Pretty incredible. Their turnaround, such as it is, when you win some of these games against bad teams, even if it's gross, it still matters. You stockpile those wins. But yeah, I think you touched on it with Dable. It's just a bridge too far. 20-40-1 in his 3+ years. You lose 2/3 of the games by my rudimentary math. That's not good enough. And some of them are like this. This astounding, galling, are you kidding me with this loss?
I think I'm ready to slam the gavel on Trevor Lawrence, by the way. I have long been in the, he's not very good, but I don't think he's bad camp. Like, I would have no problem with him as my starting quarterback camp. I think I'm good on that now. They were up 29-10 yesterday after a Travis Etienne 6-yard touchdown run. So with 13 minutes to play, they're leading by 19 points. They lose to the 3-5 Texans. So it's 36-29 final, despite having a 29-10 lead. 26 unanswered against that Jacksonville defense, which is all of a sudden leaky. In the game, Lawrence just 13 completions, touchdown and a pick for a 158. I know they don't have a great receiver room, but come on, man. Like, make a play or two. Number one overall pick. You make $50 million a year. It's not that big of an ask for him to put away a team like Houston with a couple of big-time throws.
That, by the way, was one of the more stunning results of the weekend.
Dolphins want to hold their beer.
Well, just what I mean in terms of, we were at our flag football team party. I'm watching that game kind of on the peripheries. You know, everybody's hanging out, eating pizza at our friends with our friends at Pupatella. And I look up, it's 29-10. I've got it chalked up in my mind. Oh, there's a Jaguars win. What a huge divisional win that is for a team trying to put Houston away. That's awesome. Good for them. I get home not that long later, and I see 36-29 final in the other direction. Stunning.
Dolphins beat the Bills and actually blew them out. They led 16-0 in the fourth quarter of that game. They end up winning 30-13. Washington has them this week. The Ravens have won 3 in a row to get back to 4-5. They're now on the verge of overtaking Pittsburgh in the North because the Steelers lost to the Chargers. J.J. McCarthy crashed back down to earth in that game with a couple of picks. Lamar Jackson was held in check as a passer, ran for just 36 yards. The Vikings defense is playing a lot better right now. Not looking forward to that part of the Washington-Minnesota matchup a few weeks from now. The Patriots, we said all week long, here's a revealing test. By the way, they got manhandled and outplayed in terms of yards and efficiency. If you look at, there's like a metric that tells you, it's almost like the who should win of any weekend. You can make the case based on just offensive efficiency that the Bucs had the most lopsided edge over a team that won of anybody yesterday. But the Patriots just find a way. Drake May, 2 more touchdowns, 270 yards, some huge big-time throws for him. And then on accident, because New England has not let Trevion Henderson run the ball or start, there's an injury there, so he had to get 14 carries, and he ripped off touchdowns of 69 and 55. I don't know why teams do this, where they try to make Ramondre Stevenson happen and Henderson doesn't get the ball. This dude is a weapon. Hopefully they use him more now going forward.
Yeah, what a show-me win for New England. I mean, for Tampa, they'll be fine. They're so beat up. But again, that's what it looks like. When you're beat up, you're competitive and maybe not quite as good. We could take some lessons and notes here in this little burg where we happen to live. But for New England, going on the road and winning that game against that contender, that's a badass win. That's awesome. That now validates that Buffalo win earlier on. They're a double-digit win team. They're going to the postseason. They believe Mike Vrabel is excellent. This is a formidable group now that's kind of, you know, feeling themselves a little bit, rightfully so.
Their defense is playoff good.
Very sound, yeah.
Seahawks doubled up the Cardinals. 44-22. Who would have a 44-22 game?
Ridiculous.
What a weird score that
is. Absurd.
Seattle, man. Am I still crazy or is this the best team in football? Am I still crazy? Or right now, this moment, Battle Royale style, do they come out atop everybody? After leading Washington 28-0 last week, they were up 35-0 against Arizona.
Again, this group could have scored 70 in this game. They took their foot off the gas in a major way. They were whatever they wanted, whenever they wanted.
They had 8 minutes left in the second, up 35-0.
Yeah.
I thought it was before halftime.
Dude.
So they had multiple possessions in the second quarter, up by 35.
They actually wanted to have more ball control, but they couldn't because they were just too successful with their plays.
Matt Stafford has 20 touchdowns and no picks over his last 5 games. He has been on a heater. He threw 4 tutties, went for 280 yesterday. The Rams destroyed the Niners. LA is now 7-2. San Fran's hanging. They're doing what they can. They're going to be a wild card team maybe at 6-4.
Easy
a lot of
schedule.
Injuries. But the Rams, we said it, if Stafford stays healthy, they could possibly get to a Super Bowl. This is what it looks like.
They are good everywhere. That Rams defense underrated. I mean, them in Seattle, to me, are eyeball to eyeball. They are neck and neck as two of the maybe 3 or 4 best teams in the sport at this point. The Rams just had more firepower in this game. San Francisco did what they could. Mac Jones, I thought, played admirably in it. But, you know, just very little doing in terms of, you know, a little too much Juwan Jennings and DeMarcus Robinson and Kendrick Bourne for them to overcome and be able to hang with that excellent Rams offense. But my God, that was poetry, the way they were going up and down the field.
Aaron Rodgers now ranks 30th among 33 qualified quarterbacks in efficiency this year. Not going very well for him. Last couple seasons, Jets and Steelers. That Pittsburgh offense is bad, particularly in the red zone. They lose 25-10 to the Chargers. L.A. is 7-3. Chance for three playoff teams out of the AFC West again. Kansas City, the one of the three right now that's not in, and everybody kind of thinks they're going to get in. One crazy stat from yesterday's games. The Jets won with two special teams touchdowns. At one point in the second half, Justin Fields had five passing yards, and they were tied in the game. Since 1950, teams were 225-0 when they held opponents to under 175 yards and didn't turn the ball over. The Browns did that yesterday and lost to the Jets. So the Jets became the first of 226 teams. Sub-175 yards gained, no takeaways to win a football game. Two special teams touchdowns will help you do just that.
What was the game where Myles Garrett had five sacks and the Browns themselves had like a dozen and they still lost by 40? Yeah, is that what happened? Yeah, my God.
That was when we were in Kansas City sitting at the sports bar.
There you go.
Just a couple of weeks ago. Do you think the Commanders can fix their defense? I don't mean to be good again, but just to be less embarrassing this season. And what hope do you have? Like, what should be the expectation? What is a reasonable ask of now a Dan Quinn called defense moving forward? We're Grant and Danny on the Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I think now, just after watching and reviewing the tape, you know, we felt off. You've heard me say that word, John. And so I thought this is the time to add into that and lean in. Joe and I have got a great vibe together, John. We've worked together, you know, through our time in Dallas, and we'll lean back into that space where, you know, he'll help me along the way and all that leads up into the game and calling it into that space. So having Joe, you know, and I been in that vibe together, we'll lean into that again, and we'll do that now.
Bill's on the show tonight at 6. Looking forward to talking to Jacory Kroski-Merritt. And in that same segment, before we get out of here, you're also going to hear the full press conference from Dan Quinn today. A couple people just tweeted me at Grant H. Pulse, and they were asking where Jay was today. We actually had Jay on in the 3 o'clock hour. He had a flight today he had to get to, so we had him on earlier than normal. If you missed Jay, we'll throw the podcast up, and it's available for you as soon as we're done it, wherever you get your audio. So go grab our podcast, and you can listen to the Jay Gruden interview after the show. Danny, what should be the expectation of this defense with a shift in play caller? Because to say all of a sudden they should be shut down and go put up top 10 numbers
no.
with all their injuries and their personnel deficiencies is obviously egregious. But what is a fair ask of this group, and what should we assume Quinn does better than Witt here?
This is really hard to answer because they may give up, I'm just making this up, 450 yards this coming week, but you'll see it's actually a little bit better than it was the last couple of weeks, right? Where if there is a little bit of rallying to the football, if guys are sticking their nose in there, not making business decisions, you'll notice it'll feel a little bit better. And that's kind of what I expect, to be honest with you. When a change happens, this is why one of the reasons I was calling for it, by the way, if some kind of change. When you're shaken out of the doldrums, you hear enough times as a kid, we'll turn this car right around, and the car never turns around. You don't believe them anymore. You don't believe your parents. It's an empty threat. So once you finally make some kind of substantive change, it awakens everybody, shakes them out of the doldrums. And what was and what was acceptable no longer is. We've got to get back to what we do well. So you might see a dead cat bounce for a little bit. But to me, it'll just you'll just see them look a little bit more active, right? You won't be able to say, oh, now they're running the 43 fire zone with a shade. Looks like single high, but actually converts into quarters. You're not going to be able to notice that kind of stuff watching on your television. What you will notice, though, I think at least for a little while for the short term, is guys are going to do maybe a renewed sense of effort to take on the block, to be a little grimier, to kind of hold the point of attack for longer and play a little bit better team football. Stick your nose in there is kind of the way I would describe it.
That would help, by the way.
And which will be an improvement.
Here's what they need to figure out, and this is going to be my ask. My expectation for this defense when you're under-talented is that you do your damn job. That's my expectation. I don't need you to do a great job. I don't need you to do an all-pro or a Pro Bowl job. I need you to carry out your assignment. This is Pearson Prolu days. You know, this is Greg Williams stuff. This is having the number 9, the number 12, the number 13 defense in the NFL without stars, because you're doing exactly what you're coached to do. You're in the exact right spot at all times. Their run fits defensively are awful. Their inability to just gap up, you know, be in the right gap and be assignment sound against the run and to be in running lanes is terrible. And that's sometimes really good players that aren't guys playing because of injuries. But even the guys that are, by the way, even the guy that are in the game because of an injury, that are getting a rare opportunity, that are playing above their skis, that aren't going to be overly productive because they're backup-type players, Danny, what I would say to that player is, being in the right lane is not hard to do. If you're not getting doubled and pushed out of your assignment area, just be there. It's like covering a kickoff. If you're out of position, they go for 40 or 50 yards. If you're there, they've got to find another path. The run game, especially on the interior, is unacceptably bad right now because guys are not doing their job and they're not executing their very minimal assignment. And that's not a talent thing. That is coaching. That is execution. And if the coaches see that it's happening and they don't adjust it or critique it, then they're allowing it to happen. But that's where I stop short of, like, the injuries. There's a lot of dudes that are part of the plan all along who are in the wrong spot or getting moved too easily or playing too high with bad technique and bad pad level and these types of things. And I'm not sitting here trying to act like an offensive coordinator. Like, these are the types of things you hear from coaches that you ask and talk to and folks that study this thing at a level and an acumen that's above me. So these are the types of things they got to fix. And with Dan Quinn, I hope that starts to happen. It's just a chance to breathe down the back of their neck a little bit. If you and I weren't doing what we needed to do to prepare for shows, to get in on time, to put together the work or whatever, and then all of a sudden CK says, all right, you're going to start meeting with me instead of just your producer, you know, every day for 35 minutes or 40 minutes, it just makes you kind of regroup and go.
Yeah, it shakes you out of, like, the complacency.
It's the monotony goes away and you go, all right, the big boss is watching us.
Yep.
Now the big boss is watching your ass.
Mm-hmm.
You going to do anything different, or are you going to keep being in the wrong spot in the run game?
And you find out about folks in short order in that regard, where, you know, has your attention checked out or your care checked out enough where you can't bother to rally yourself and do what's needed? That's a great point. I mean, again, I think it's the kind of thing where somebody really smart, like a Logan Paulson, would, if you got to sit down with him, would show you on film, this is what they were doing, and this is what they're doing now post Dan Quinn, and you'll see the lineman sticking in the C gap, and he maintained that really well, even though it was tough. He wasn't doing that before. I think that'll be hard for the regular person, myself included, by the way, to pick up on a live play, right? It'll just feel different. And again, I don't think it's going to be good. I don't think they're now the 85 Bears. I'm not saying that. I think for a week or two, you'll see them flying around with a purpose. And it's because everyone, as you said, is doing their job with maybe a renewed zeal and enthusiasm.
I don't question effort. I don't question care, want to, passion, those types of things. But I do want it to look like there is more exuberance and more energy and more electricity and more pizzazz and like guys are having fun and flying around. But you know what? If the question is, what can we ask for? What is a reasonable thing to want? How about a punt? How about forcing a punt in this game, which they couldn't do in the last game, in which they've done once in two games now? Force a punt in the first half against the Dolphins. That would be an improvement. Baby steps. I'm not even doing a bit. Just something. Stack pennies here. We don't need to cash million-dollar checks. Let's stack a penny. Let's force a 3rd and 15. Let's have a 2nd and 15 or longer where you don't give up 10-plus yards. Stay in a long down and distance on 3rd down. And then let's force a punt. Let's go to Rosh, who's in San Diego listening on the Odyssey app. What's up, Rosh? How are you?
Hey, how's it going? Not much. Doing great. I just want to point out a couple of comments. One is that it's really ironic to me that supposedly that Dan Quinn would approve Joe Witt's call. Like, you think about that, right? I heard that multiple times in the broadcast. Well, why wasn't he making it, wasn't he contesting it or saying, hey, Joe, maybe that's not the right call here? Because when I look at Dan Campbell, obviously he was making all the calls, and we're hoping that Dan Quinn will kind of change a little bit the defense and make these guys feel more accountable. But realistically, what separates a great coach from a good coach is that these good coaches, they have schemes and they just think that that's it. Great coaches understand how people fit into their schemes. You know, yes, we don't have a great pass rusher right now. We don't have this and that, but so what? I mean, you have these talented people that you drafted. Why can't you figure out the best way to utilize their skill set? And that's the biggest problem, I think, with Joe Witt is that he couldn't make any of those changes. And it just keeps, history keeps repeating itself. The only concerning part was, why wasn't Dan saying no? Like, hey, I don't agree with this call here. You know, if supposedly he approves what Joe Witt calls. I just want to kind of, that made me a little nervous, behind the fact that he just let him do that. And then on the offensive end, people always say, well, the Giants lost Neighbors. They lost, their running back. Yet they still managed to score points. I'm not saying Donald Dable got fired, but I mean, there's no excuse. I mean, this is the NFL. You have to be scheming. You have to be strategic and truly understand what your players can and can't do and then adjust your scheme accordingly.
I think it's a great call, and I appreciate you making it. Yeah, I think it goes kind of what you and I have been saying. I don't want to speak for you, but I am not, with all the injuries and everything that's happened, I am not expecting the 91 Redskins, number one on offense, number two in defense. That's folly. All I'm asking for is with Daniels out, with McLaurin out, with Samuel limited, with the Eckler gone and everybody hurt on defense, be okay. Get by. Just be competitive. Again, we're not talking about a team that's come up a touchdown short each week and it's like one play away. They have lost by more than 21 points 4 straight weeks. That is unprecedented, and that's the baseline. So anybody who wants to argue about anything else, cool, I guess. Acknowledge that. It's historically bad, and their only action is what a 5-3 team did after losing one game.
Yeah, I don't need to keep beating the drum because we've said it a few times today, but you can be bad and competitive. The Raiders are 2-7. Their losses are by 3-1, 11-1, 17-31. They have one of those types of games this season when they got beat 31-0 by the Chiefs. I guess there's a 40-6 in here with the Colts. Mm-hmm. So they've overall, though, twice this year been blown out. 4 straight weeks, you have essentially no-showed defensively. And it's not even how much they're losing by. 23 years since a team's lost 4 straight games like this. Since 1954, organizationally, since this has happened. Those speak for themselves. Watch it. I don't need to say turn on the tape. Turn on the TV copy. Sit down at 1:30 on a Sunday. It's so easy to move the ball on this team. It's like playing backyard football with your buddies against your little brother's 8 years younger and his friends. That's what it looks like. It's not okay. Grant and Danny, Bill coming up in 17 minutes. You'll hear from Dan Quinn in our final segment. We're asking you, what should we be asking for from this defense reasonably? What is a fair expectation as far as an improvement goes under Dan Quinn now calling plays as he's taken over the duties from Joe Witt? This is G&D.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first 2 orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Our Metropolitan Moving and Storage poll of the day is available for you to vote on right now on the 106.7 The Fan Twitter account. Dan Quinn announcing this afternoon that he's going to take over play calling duties from Joe Witt. Do you expect this will make an improvement to the defense? 69% of you are saying no. 31% of you are saying yes. That is our Grant and Danny poll of the day, presented by Metropolitan Moving and Storage, local, long-distance, residential, commercial. 3 decades of best-in-class service and experience. I'm actually going to be one of the 31% that says yes. Here's why, Danny. I just think naturally they will improve between now and the end of the year. I think it is almost impossible to continue to play at such an inept, horrific, unacceptable level. And just naturally, they're going to get a couple bounces. There'll be a couple more drop passes against. You know, someone's going to lose a fumble, or you're going to get the Travis Kelce Kansas City play where he plays popcorn and bats the ball into the air for Bobby Wagner to get a pick, and the defense will actually improve. Whether that has anything to do with Witt versus Quinn,
yeah,
I'm not necessarily voting or endorsing that.
So I see what you're saying. It's like it just can't be this bad. Yeah, I get that. Because, again, this is a historical bad pace. And we talked about that at times last year, if you remember, where we go, oh, my God, this is historically bad. Or under Del Rio, it was historically bad. And there were moments of improvement, not because they innovated something or the new person to call plays after all dust up was great or whatever. But it just that the ridiculous pace turned out to be ridiculous. And they came back down to earth and were just regular bad.
Football discussion today on The Fan, presented by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday all season long. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. Let's go to JP in Centerville. JP, do you think it'll make a difference that Dan Quinn's calling plays?
Hey, what's up, guys?
Hey, man.
Yeah, I think it'll make a difference because I have a philosophy that I think Dan Quinn actually has when it's this bad. KISS, keep it simple, stupid.
Well, here's the problem. Yeah, it's a really good call.
Thank
I appreciate you,
you.
Thank you. They have simplified over and over again based on the rhetoric, based on what they've said. I mean, that was the week 2, week 4, week 6, week 8, week 11. Like, all the press conferences have been, we're simplifying, simplifying, simplifying so they can play faster. I guess you could do more of that, but I don't know how much more simple you can make it. Like, we're going to just be doing the base defense, calling plays like your youth football team. Like, run red, run blue, run green. And that's just each different guy gets a chance to blitz at some point.
Yeah, seriously.
Let's go to Drew in Graysonville. What's up?
Hey, guys. So I was going to say what you just said is that they got to be better because it's hard to imagine they can be worse. But I am certainly hopeful that they can make a stop early enough in the game that we can score and potentially have a lead if it's only for a few minutes. Because we haven't had a lead. The best we've been is tied at 0-0 or I think 7-7 in Kansas City for the last 4 games. It's hard to not, you know, you can't win if you can't get a lead even for a minute.
Yeah, that's a big part of it, dude. I mean, I was just thinking about the previous caller with the simplification. Remember they tried that? They told us we were doing that before. We were going the simple route, right? Where it's too complicated, which I hate to hear, by the way, for a veteran team and a veteran defense and, you know, some carryover in the staff, but whatever. We're gonna simplify things that allow us to play faster. They're playing slower, and it appears it's not simple enough. So maybe that helps.
I wonder if some part of this also would be benefited by them slowing down on offense, which I hate that I'm even saying that out loud because I like their pace and their tempo and the fact that they don't huddle at a rate that we've barely ever seen in the league before. It's very Saturday-like offense in a sense. But if you run fewer plays on offense, you just take longer when you have the ball.
Mm-hmm.
Ideally, your defense is on the field less. And I just wonder, like, I know when I would always ask about tempo, tempo, tempo with Kyle and Mike, they would always talk about basically the complementary nature of not leaving their defense out to dry. And if you look at over the years with Peyton Manning's Colts, they had terrible defenses. With Drew Brees' Saints, they had some really bad bottom five defenses. It's oftentimes because you're putting them in a little more of a bind. I wonder if it, at what point DQ would go to Cliff and say, hey, this isn't even about the offense, but I need you guys to slow down a little bit, even if you're worse, because it makes us a little better.
Yeah, it's harder for us because we can't get it done.
Let's go to Brian in Manassas. What's up, Brian?
What's up, guys? Love the show.
Hey, man.
It can't get much worse, so I'm hoping it can get better. But, Grant, you said something this morning when you called the Sports Junkies. It kind of makes me a little nervous. You asked, or someone asked, and you had mentioned Dan Quinn being too nice of a guy. And it made me start thinking about when Joe Witt, you know, he said he was bringing him down from the box onto the field, and then we find out Joe asked for that. I wonder, did any of this Joe Witt stuff now, maybe it's coming from the Harris Group or Peters? And that kind of makes me nervous, because if so, I don't know that it's going to be that much different, unless it's maybe because Dan Quinn might feel like he's on the hot seat now. What do you guys think?
So I don't think he's on a hot seat. I think it's a very good question. Is this his decision? Did Harris, probably more honestly, Peters go to him and say, DQ, hey, man, we got to
do something here.
It's possible. Just to be clear, I didn't say he's too nice of a guy. My words were, and I'm not saying you suggested I did, but just to clarify for people, I said he is as genuine as Eric was asking me. Like, it seems like he's this great guy. I really believe when he comes up there and he looks at his list and he's got, you know, PR handed him a thing and it says it's Danny Ruye's birthday and he wishes him a happy birthday and asks him where you're going to dinner tonight. I think that's genuine. Like, I think this is a tremendous human being and one of the most but nice guys you'll ever meet.
Yeah.
The question I think he's getting to is he too nice of a guy?
Yeah, does he have that gear where he flips the table?
Exactly.
Right.
You need to have that gear. I don't know if he has that gear. Is he too loyal? So far this season, defensively, I'd say yes, he has been too loyal. I think that's a very fair critique. Let's talk to Bill next to kick off our final segment. You're also going to hear from Dan Quinn right here on Grant and Danny. This is The Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them. And designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.